26-year-old Cuban slugger Jose Abreu has defected, and one would think he'll get a ton of money from a Major League Baseball club. Ben Badler of Baseball America joins us on Sportsnet tonight on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. All right, Ben, you know what? Your choice. Do you want to spend the next 10 minutes or so talking about Jose Abreu, or would you rather continue talking about Alex Rodriguez, Biogenesis, that sort of thing? Up to you. What do you want to talk about?
It's a toss-up. We can talk about either one, I guess. I guess I kind of lean towards Abreu, given, you know, big slugger, prime of his career, tremendous, I mean, really unbelievable numbers in Cuba. So I guess we could swing that way a little bit tonight.
Okay, all right. Let's talk about some promise as opposed to some just the negative story that we've no doubt talked about for quite some time now. Well, teams, no doubt, Ben, going to be licking their chops the way possibly they did with other defectors like Jonas Cespedes and Yusiel Puig?
Yeah, I'd say it's more, he's not a similar player to Cespedes. They're very dissimilar guys. I mean, Cespedes is, you know, premium athlete, outstanding bat speed, the power they have in common, very different players, but they're similar, you know, more so in terms of, these are guys who scouts have seen a lot of pretty extensively. Obviously, you know, the American scouts can't just go into Cuba, hop on a flight, and check those guys out in the games they're playing in Cuba. But these guys, you know, Abreu and Cespedes were on Cuba's top national team. So they were going to the, you know, they saw them at the World Baseball Classic. There's all sorts of different international tournaments that Cuba goes to throughout the year. Other like friendly series that they play against, you know, different countries in Taiwan or Canada. Or they just had one in the United States, although Abreu didn't go there. But these are both guys who came over in their mid-20s. Scouts have seen them pretty extensively. There's also a lot of video on these guys. I think, you know, scouts generally probably thought that Cespedes was the better player at the time. They had more certainty about him and his offensive or his all-around game, really, compared to Abreu, but the money just keeps going higher and higher. I would expect Abreu to get significantly more money than Cespedes ended up with.
Now, the right-handed hitter, former MVP in Cuba, had one of the best seasons in league history in 2010-2011, hitting .453, 33 home runs, 93 RBIs, only 66 games of doing that. He had .360 with three homers, nine RBIs, at the WBC, ended up with the second most total bases in that tournament. But you've stated that he has a tremendous raw power to all fields, which is just such an attractive quality in him.
Yeah, that's the biggest draw with him. I was in Japan when they were playing in the World Baseball Classic, and watching him take BP was impressive. It's not so much the bat speed with him. In fact, that's kind of one of the questions that scouts have, because it's more about strength than bat speed with him. So there's some questions about whether that's going to translate against major league pitching. Obviously, you're in Cuba, you're not really facing guys who are throwing 95-plus miles an hour, which is what pretty much everybody throws out of the bullpen in the major leagues these days. So there's some questions about that, but the strength that he has, I mean, he's, like you said, he's about 250 pounds. There's not a lot of athleticism there, but the power is really hard to question. It's like you said, power to all fields, potential for 30-plus home runs if he can hit you, you know, 270, 280, and just makes, you know, pretty consistent contact that way. He can really hit the ball out of the ballpark to any part of the park.
So, Ben, at this point, nobody really knows where he is, right?
We haven't confirmed where he is, but we know that he has left Cuba.
Okay, and the process for him to become available to Major League Baseball, it could be a while, maybe like several months.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at somebody like Cespedes as a guide, I think he left Cuba 1 year in July. The year he left, I think it was in like July, and then he was finally cleared to sign, I think, in March. Now, he went through the Dominican Republic. Some guys have been going through Haiti recently to get their residency paperwork, which you need to become a resident of another country, obviously, before you can become a major league free agent and have the U.S. Treasury office clear you because you can't employ a Cuban citizen if you're an American company. So that process is probably going to take, you know, if history is any guide, you know, maybe 6 months or so, but there's no guarantee. I would expect them to be able to sign at some point this off season, but it's hard to nail down an exact timetable on when that's going to be.
With Ben Badler of Baseball America on Sportsnet 590, The Fan, I'm Jeff Samba, talking about Jose Abreu, a 26-year-old Cuban slugger that has defected. Well, based on the success of Cespedes and Puig, are we looking at a deal that'll cost a team around $50 million?
I mean, I think if you look at the contract that Miguel Gonzalez, the right-handed pitcher out of Cuba, just signed, or I should say just agreed to with the Phillies for $48 million, I mean, he's a guy who, you know, some guys like him as high as a number three starter, and other guys think he's more of a reliever. I think most people would say that Abreu is certainly above Gonzalez, and if Gonzalez has a $48 million agreement, I think Abreu has got to be beyond that. You know, what's interesting too about Abreu is, you know, him and Puig were actually teammates in Cuba on the same team a few years ago before Puig got suspended and then eventually left Cuba. And I think there was the last year that Puig was in Cuba, he had a really good year. I think he slugged close to 600, certainly the high 500s. And, you know, Abreu, he slugged like 986. I think it was like 400 points higher than Puig. So he's not the athlete that Puig is. He doesn't have his speed or his arm strength or his all-around tools. But in terms of the raw power that he has, he had more power in Cuba than Puig did, and they were on the same team.
Well, Ben, what also is playing to Abreu's advantage as far as collecting money is concerned is that they're really aren't that many big free agent bats available this offseason. You know, I mean, you talk about Robinson Cano, Curtis Granderson, Jacoby Ellsbury, but beyond that, not so much.
No, I mean, that's the thing is you're seeing teams, all of a sudden they're trying to lock up their guys as much as they can who they draft and develop or sign internationally and develop through their system. They're or locking them up to long-term extensions. So these guys aren't hitting the free agent market until they're, you know, 30, 32 years old sometimes, and you look at the rest of the free agent market, like you said, there's a couple of premium guys out there, but especially at first base, there's just not a lot out there. I mean, there's Mike Napoli, who's going to be 32 years old. That leaves the Red Sox in need of a first baseman. Obviously, the Rangers certainly could use an upgrade at first base. They're a team that's not shy about spending on international players or Cuban players as well. There's certainly a bunch of teams that could use him as an upgrade at first base. So I think that's, like you said, is going to play to his advantage also.
If he's not available to start, you know, right off the off season, if he's not there at the start of the off season, one might think that could hold things up around the league outside of maybe a couple of clubs that might not have any interest at all or that are looking to spend their money elsewhere. But if he's out there but not quite available yet and it goes deep into the offseason, there might be a lot of players that are free agents that are kind of waiting to see who they're going to sign with and play with and end up in spring training with, given that there might be some teams that will be waiting to see what happens with Abreu and when he becomes available.
Yeah, I think that's one potential ramification of the situation he's in. Like you talked about, it takes a while for this unblocking process and just first being able to attain the residency. That's a complicated process. Unfortunately, it's not just like an American guy who you can sign as a free agent as soon as free agency opens. That could definitely throw a wrinkle into free agency, especially with other teams that are looking at corner bats, be it through the free agent market. I could certainly see it holding up somebody like Napoli or somebody else who's a free agent who teams might be looking at, or also the trade market too, if somebody's looking to make a deal for a first baseman. If, you know, it's January, February, or it starts getting kind of later and closer to the season, and Abreu still isn't cleared to sign, yeah, I could see that holding some things up potentially.
Well, and you mentioned teams like the Boston Red Sox, Texas Rangers, who might have interest here. How likely is it that the Toronto Blue Jays might, at the very least, end up in conversations?
I think it's possible, but the thing is, I think you look at, I think they're going to be impressed early. I mean, everybody's going to be impressed by the numbers that he posted in Cuba. I just, at the price tag that he's looking at, given what they already have on the books and some of the other guys who they have in that lineup, you know, it's going to take a pretty sizable investment to be able to bring in Abreu, I think. So for them, I could see them spending their money elsewhere, but some team could jump out and surprise. I don't think a lot of teams were expecting the A's to sign Cespedes, and they went out and grabbed him. So that could be a surprise potentially.